Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Shout out to all the parents listening this morning to JKJ here at Mix 100. Would love it if you called in and sound off about your kiddos and the reasoning behind their name. If you want to get on the air with us, I would love to have you on the air with us. This is all based off a message that we received from Megan. Megan said, "Hey, I heard you guys talking the other day about how people picked their kiddos' names, and I had to write in because my son's name came from a very serious, deeply meaningful place." She said, "My husband's childhood obsession with action movies." Now, she said, "We named our son Logan. When we were pregnant," which I hate saying that, when she was pregnant, "I had a list of sweet family names, and my husband had one name, which was Logan. I thought he liked it because it sounded strong and classic. Well, nope, he finally admitted that he wanted to name our little baby after Wolverine. Now, at first, I said, absolutely not. I'm not naming my child after a hairy man with knives in his hands, and he has anger issues. But then the name kept growing on me, and Logan sounded normal enough for school, strong enough for adulthood, and just nerdy enough that my husband can feel like he won."
Yeah.
"Well, little Logan is now 7, and she says his name kind of fits now. He's dramatic and stubborn and weirdly strong." So yes, our sweet baby boy is named after a sweaty action superhero. I wish I had a more elegant story, but the truth is my husband wore me down. And he got his mutant branding, is what she said. That's pretty good. She said, "Maybe you guys can use this for a show topic. Did anyone else let their spouse name a child after a movie character, or an athlete, a superhero, some random childhood obsession? Love you guys." And that's from Megan. So, yeah, we're going to take this and kind of spin it. I see phone lines ringing already. If you want to shout out your kiddo and talk about where their name came from, doesn't have to be an action superhero, but what's the backstory to the name? Because I love these. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 will get you here on the show. Now, how about little baby Zoe that's spelled Zowie?
No, it's Z-O-W-I-E like Bowie. There's okay. No wrong way to spell a name, let me tell you that much.
Nah,
but
nah.
We got her name. Her dad and I were just going through a bunch of them. I mentioned this before on the show that Genesis was an option, and my mom talked me out of it quickly. We were going to go with Madison Elise for a while, but then I started to see a bunch of Madisons pop up. So we changed her name like 3 different times, and the one we settled on was Zoe, and it comes from the Baby Blues comic. Do you remember Baby Blues? The mom and the dad, and then they have the little daughter,
yeah,
Zoe.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then later on, they had the little baby boy, and they named him Hammy.
That's
so that, and
I wish you had named her Hammy.
I know, I love it. Zoe Hammy is her real name. But no, I loved that comic so much growing up. Like, I read it each and every week religiously. So I've always
That's
loved
cute.
That name. And then we wrote all the names down on napkins, and it was why we spelled it the way we did, because Z O W I E just looked so pretty. Compared to the other ways we spelled it.
Right.
So that's why we settled on that. But I'm
named
so glad.
Named after comic book character,
so
though.
So glad it's named Zoe, and then her middle name is Dawn. And so her name means
dish soap.
Light and life is what those two mean. Zoe means life, and Dawn means light. So
well, I wish it was
like
named,
perfect,
I wish it was the dish soap.
No,
that would have been funnier.
Perfect name for her. It's not funny. It's meaningful. That's what a name is.
Let's find some fun ones. If you guys want to sound off about what you named your kiddo and why you named him that name, what did you name your kiddo and why did you name him that? Such a great message came in from a woman who said, "We named our son Finn because my husband and I got engaged on a fishing trip."
Oh.
"He wanted to name him Fisher. I said no, so we settled on Finn."
I like
Get
that
it?
One. That's cute.
Rebecca wrote in and said, "We named our son Miles because my husband and I did long distance for 3 years before getting married. And we joked that we had put in the miles. The name stuck. Now we've got a boy named Miles." See, that's
I
a
love
cute
that
backstory.
Name. That's so cute.
That's really good. Line two is it Nina?
It's Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So you got a kiddo?
I have a couple, actually, that have fun different names.
Okay.
My boy's name is Cairo, after Egypt.
Yeah.
Because I've always been obsessed with Egypt my whole life. And then my daughter's name is Ayla, after a book character of the Clan of the Cave Bears series.
So funny. What a deep pull.
Like, the Clan of the Cave Bears.
Yeah, if you've never read it, they're fun. They're interesting. They're wild.
Yeah,
books, but,
I love
really
this.
Fun.
That's what we're talking about.
And I don't think I've ever heard that name before. Uh-uh. Ayla?
And same with Kyra.
Ayla.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. So I was supposed to be named Ayla. My sisters have two A names, and then my dad wanted somebody named after his side of the family, so I got Nina. So I named my daughter Ayla.
Perfect.
You know what?
I
love
what
the backstory.
There, Mom.
Well played.
Yeah, that's
well
good.
Played. Thank you for calling in and participating. You have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Is it Ayla? How do I say in three? Ayla? Ayla?
Ilea.
Ilea?
Ilea.
There you are. Hi, you got a kiddo?
Good morning. I do.
What's the name?
So, Jordan. Need I say more?
Really?
Like you, Jeremy, yeah. I was born in the 80s, raised by the 90s, so huge Michael Jordan fan.
Yes.
Well played.
The GOAT.
The real GOAT.
The
GOAT.
The
yes.
real GOAT.
Get that LeBron crap out of here, huh?
No yes. Queen James.
Yes.
These days have no idea.
Oh, I love this.
This is my favorite one so far.
Yeah, Katie loves basketball.
Well, and
so.
He's my favorite. Like, MJ is king to me all day. Like, I wanted
to be MJ
growing up. Yes. Wow.
Love MJ. Yeah, so my husband and I, our wedding anniversary is Michael Jordan's birthday. Purposely.
My God, you are hooked, aren't
and
you?
And then we went to Vegas and did it at the chapel he was first married at.
So. Oh, you are devoted and
just
dedicated.
Just a little bit.
Let
right?
me ask
just
you,
a little bit.
Did you wear Jordans when you got married?
No, but
oh,
I should have.
Oh, missed Dang opportunity.
Yes.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, I got
23rd
a ton.
Anniversary, I'll do that.
Yeah, there you
there,
go.
Yes, that'll be perfect.
We got a ton more parents on the line we got to get to, but thank you for the smiles. That's a great call. Love it.
You're
Absolutely
welcome. Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye.
Oh, that one made my whole day.
Taryn. All right. Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes, buddy. You got a kiddo?
I have several. I'm four. The one I'm talking about is my son, Chance. And I grew up watching a movie with my dad called Rio Bravo. And it was a cowboy movie with John Wayne and Dean Martin.
Absolutely.
And I used to not love it. And then slowly, as you watch it with your dad over years and years and years, it became my favorite movie. And so I named my son Chance after John Wayne's character, John T. Chance, in the movie. And it's just something that's real special to me and my dad. And it's a cool story to get to tell people. And so couldn't be happier with the choice. And it fits in perfectly.
And come on. I mean, what a strong masculine name.
I know.
Even have John Wayne thrown in there, too.
Our dads were so cool, too. Like, my dad loved John Wayne. Like, that was just what dads did. Huh?
Every dad back then loved John Wayne.
It's so perfect.
Totally.
Matt.
Absolutely.
Love the call. Give a shout out to Chance today. To Chance today, okay?
Will do, man. Thank you, guys.
Later, buddy.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Josh, who's the best one? Who am I going to?
You know what? I liked Erica's was really funny.
Erica!
Hi!
Hey, you big goof! You got a kiddo?
I do. I have a lot. But I have one daughter. And after three boys, we were struggling to pick a name. And then as I was about to pop, my husband needed new work boots. And the shoe salesman at the work boot place was named Liliana. And we ended up naming her after our salesman. or saleswoman.
I thought for sure you were going to name your kid Boot.
No, maybe for a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So it's just because you liked her name. That's all it took.
Yeah. And we were debating a couple for months and then checked out at the store and I was like, Liliana, that's
like,
the one.
That works.
Yeah, and when you can both agree on it, it's almost like the light shines down on you and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. The moment is so real. Like, this is it.
Really does. Yes.
It's very similar. I think there was a Hot Angela that wrote in and said her daughter's name was Clara. Now, she named Clara after the nurse who took care of her during a really, really scary pregnancy complication. The nurse was calm when everyone else was panicking. I never forgot her. I didn't have a name ready, so Clara stuck.
Aww.
See, in the moment is like, boom, that works. Yeah. A special moment.
I hope that nurse knows that she had a kid named after her.
Yeah. No, me too.
That impact.
They're good humans. That's
because great. My shoe salesman definitely does not know.
She doesn't know.
You gotta go back.
So funny. Clara, thank you so much for calling in. You guys rock. Appreciate all the calls and comments today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100.